We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we've got another event coming up here that we're going to talk about. It's happening this weekend at the Farmers Market, and in to talk about it with Thrive Flint Hills, we have Tana Warner, one of the coaches over there. Tana, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about, learned recently here that there's going to be something going on October 30th at the Farmers Market. You guys will actually have a booth there, as I understand.
We will, and it's actually been rescheduled to November 6th.
Oh, it's been rescheduled. So, okay, there.
We, you know, go with the flow. So November 6th, we have a booth, and our kids will have been making craft items. Over the course of the pandemic, it was one of their activities to keep them busy and give them a way to not be in the pandemic. So they've been making items, and we are going to sell them at the booth. And we have a savings plan for them, for our kids, that if they save $25, our board will match that at the end of the year so that they would have $50. So we're really trying to teach them saving money tips and give them some spending money for themselves. So they're super excited to be there at the Farmers Market, and we hope to see a lot of people out there to help support our kids.
All right. Have you gotten a chance to see any of the crafts that they've put together?
I have not seen them, but I know that they've been making like pot holders and different like yarn things, but mm-hmm. I don't know exactly what they have made. So it'll be a surprise for all of us to go out and see what they've come up with.
Well, that's awesome. Well, and the Farmers Market's always a lot of fun to come out to and check that out. So it gives you an extra perk and extra incentive to shop on the 6th of November.
Absolutely.
Well, let's talk about some other events you have coming up here in November.
Sure. We have our online auction. We try to do those a couple times a year. We started doing them during the pandemic when in-person events were not so lovely. So we will have our online auction. We're doing a holiday gift theme this year for that time frame. It will be, I believe, November 26th through 30th. On our website, we will have a link, and then also on our Facebook page for Thrive Flint Hills. And you can shop the link, and all the donations go back to our program. Also, we are looking for donations. So if you have things that you think would be make for a good holiday gift and would raise some money, we would be happy to take those off your hands and use those too. So,
okay. November 26th to the 30th, that is that's Thanksgiving weekend. So the day after Thanksgiving is the 26th, and then that whole weekend the auction will be live. And you said there's a link. Is there going to be a link on the website then?
There will be a link on the website, and they're also on our Facebook public page. Thrive Flint Hills is easily found on Facebook, and you can find that, and we'll have a link to that as well. So easy way to do some holiday shopping, and you don't have to leave your house.
Absolutely. And it raises money for a good cause.
Absolutely.
Let's talk a little bit about what Thrive does here for those maybe that aren't familiar.
Sure. Thrive is a nonprofit program that is a little different than most nonprofits. We focus on long-term solutions for people that are struggling, whether that be financially or otherwise. So we really focus on relationships and building those, and we really want to empower our people to learn that they have a voice and that they can make change in their world. And so we meet weekly. We match them with participants that we call allies, which are our community volunteers. And they form a team for 18 months or so. And they work through whatever challenges or obstacles that the leader may have. It's pretty magical what happens at Thrive, and it's hard to put into words, but I'm going to try. So we really, by forming those bonds, we have people that have built confidence in their ability to make change in their world. Sometimes it's hard to think that, you know, you're out there struggling alone, and when you have people in your world that are backing you up and there to cheerlead you on, we had a leader just last week that made the step to apply for college. So that's magical.
Okay.
That's a single mom that is working to, you know, pay the bills and raise her kids. And she's been built up enough that, and with the confidence that she's going to go apply and go back to school. So that's part of the magic of what Thrive does.
Yeah, good for her. That's good to hear. Success stories like that are always heartwarming.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's good to know. We also have some holiday donations to talk about that you'll be doing this holiday season.
Yeah, we try to do holiday gifts for all of our participants. So we give them a sheet to fill out, and it's for household goods. We found that food stamps don't buy diapers, for example. So buying household items, whether that be detergent or hygiene items or whatever, they put that on a list, and then we give those out to donors. And then we also do gifts for our kids and our families. So we don't ask for a lot. We ask for an item that they might need, one that they might want, and that kind of thing. So it's not a huge amount of things, but we try to provide those for all of our participants. So we're always looking for donors and people that would be happy to help with that as well.
All right. And that you can start that anytime, I imagine.
Yes. They can certainly contact anybody that wants to help donate for in either of our items. They can contact our youth director at youth.thriveflinthills@gmail.com, and we can certainly help them get connected and help our program.
Okay, very good. You know, we're speaking with Tana Warner. She's one of the coaches out there at Thrive Flint Hills about some of the upcoming events. Again, a reminder that November 6th is the day change on that farmer's market, the kids selling their items, the holiday gift auction November 26th through the 30th, and then the holiday donations. You can start doing those anytime here between now and the holidays. Anything else we haven't touched on that you want to make sure to get out to the public?
We're always looking for volunteers that will come and be intentional friends with our leaders. So we're always looking for allies. It's a great program, and it's an easy way to make a huge impact on one life. And we strongly believe we can make change in our community by one family at a time. So it's a great way to get some one-on-one time and really see that impact that you make, and it's a great program. So we are always looking for allies.
As a coach, you probably can probably talk to that firsthand a little bit.
Absolutely. I started as an ally and then got moved to the staff. I've watched people who were strangers when they walked in the door, and they've created friendships and bonds that will last for the rest of their lives. It's almost more impactful to be an ally than it is to be a leader. To be able to see that change in somebody and know that they're taking steps to better their lives and you had a hand in that is pretty soul satisfying. I call this my soul satisfying job. So it's pretty great. And it feels better to me on a relationship level than to just donate some money and you never really know who that's going to or what that impact is. And this is a way to see that one-on-one in your life. So it's pretty great.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. And a lot of good work going on at Thrive Flint Hills, as well as many of our nonprofits here in the community. This is just one of many, but certainly one that does some really good work here in Manhattan and in the counties. Thanks so much for being here today, Tana. It's good to talk to you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
All right, some good information here. And if you missed any of it, we'll have it archived on our website here a little bit later on newsradiokman.com. Stay tuned. More in focus after this.